We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allow me to introduce myself. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This Terrence.
What's up, Terrence? Get it off your chest, bro.
I want to just spread some good news, and I want to tell y'all thanks. I don't think y'all know how much how important y'all are out here. Charlamagne, Envy, and Yee. Do y'all sometimes sit back and just think of how y'all, how much y'all do for people on a regular basis?
Thank you so much,
no.
Brother.
No,
I mean,
nobody got time to be thinking about that.
Bottom of my heart,
bro. Just think about
it,
like Yee do, ask Yee, where she humbly talk to people and give them good advice. Then she travel to cities and countries, could travel to states, this country, doing seminars empowering our sisters. You know, showing sisters what they can do, how they can become, how they can grow up and blow up. Charlamagne, you constantly digging up HBCUs, right? All y'all do pretty much fundraisers to help brothers and sisters go to college. Then you tackle mental awareness, and you donate to brothers and sisters helping sisters and brothers with mental illnesses because you know how it affects it too, right?
Yeah.
We appreciate you for recognizing the
work. That's nice.
It is, and even Envy, you travel this country holding seminars, showing people how to be bosses. And these people ain't your family and friends. Y'all do this to people y'all don't even know. So I just want to let y'all know we appreciate y'all, man. For
thank
real.
You. Hey, man,
we appreciate you because we wouldn't even be in the position that we're in without you. So
that's right. We got your universal basic income check coming in the mail for, bigging us up this morning. Thank you for that.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, man. This is Jermaine out of Atlanta with Bombay Vodka. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jermaine?
Hey,
get it off your chest,
up,
bro.
Hey, man, just want to send some positive vibes, positive energy out there, man. It's a scary time. Stay prayed up. We're going to get through this. And, man, just it's a trying time, y'all. So let's just stick together on this.
You ain't say nothing about pray for America. This is exactly why Donald Trump be saying America first. You should have led with pray for America.
I said pray for us first, my dude. I said pray for us.
Oh, I hear you say America.
All of y'all, man. Pray for America, man. Like,
pray for people.
Another note, though. How y'all doing, though? Sure. How y'all doing? Cause y'all been.
We doing good, man. We blessed. We living. We talking to the good people, man. We all right, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. How y'all doing?
Chandler, what's up?
Hey,
bro?
Chandler.
Off your chest.
Hey, man. Well, good morning, guys. Good morning. Just wanted to let y'all know, you know, this this coronavirus ain't scaring me. I still Ubered all weekend, still made my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm still outside with it.
You better take your ass inside, Chandler.
You know what I'm saying?
Chandler, stay your ass inside, bro. There's no reason to be outside. All you doing is you could be infecting people or you can get infected. So just stay your ass home, bro.
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to definitely do my best.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Chris from Bloomfield, New Jersey. I just want to give a shout out to everybody who out here still grinding. I want to give a shout out to you guys at the radio stations who's keeping us, you know, calm and entertained. And I want to give a shout out, like I said again, to Bloomfield Police Department, Fire Department. They're holding it down for us.
Hello, who's this?
Warren from Norfolk, Virginia.
Warren from the 757. Get it off your chest, bro.
How you doing? Good morning to you, DJ Envy. Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, having a tough week. Got this coronavirus going around the world. Got a lot going on at work. Got legal problems. But everything's going to be all right by the end of the day. You got to keep your head up. Keep moving forward.
There you go.
It could be worse. You could have the coronavirus, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Charlamagne.
That's right.
It sucks, but we all got to get through it. We got to come together. It don't matter about...
We don't got no choice.
About anything. Everybody got to come together and be as one. Get this shit out the way. Get this stuff out of the way. And
yep. That is very true. This is something that impacts us all.
Keep your head up, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney Renee. How are you?
Hey, Courtney Renee. Get it off your chest, mama.
Well, I don't have anything on my chest. I just wanted to really wish my sister, Brittany Marche, a happy 29th birthday.
Happy birthday to
her. All right, well, happy birthday to her.
She can't go nowhere to celebrate. What y'all doing?
No, we already turned up all weekend. We had a couple of house parties with all our family and friends. You know, everybody was cool.
Wow.
Sanitizers and Lysol. We made sure
no social distancing. No social distancing. Y'all supposed to be 6 feet away from each other. Shame on y'all.
I know, but you know, in South Carolina, Charlamagne, you already know.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ross Lazarus from Survivor,
Georgia. What's up, bro? How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling fine. One love to you all. One love to you all in these trials.
Peace, King.
Man. Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I'm upset about that. Black authors of sci-fi have no outlets, really, like... We're kind of rejected and thrown in loops from the film industry to the book literaries to the publishing companies. You know, like, we really need some better outlets for black sci-fi authors.
Nah, I agree. Salute to my dude, Sylvester. He got this line called Planet Dead, but I agree with you. It's only because they don't take us serious in that space right now. They look at black people and they think we're only supposed to be writing about one thing, which is usually the street life.
Right, and that's like they want us just to write an identity of... corruption and nothing that develops us or gives us some science about life, you know. So like in my book, The Black Rose of Kush, we got everything in there from post-traumatic slave syndrome, like what Dr. DeGuri puts in her book. Y'all definitely need to put her on your show. Have y'all had Dr.
What's
Joy
her name?
DeGuri on there yet? Dr. DeGuri.
Nah, I never heard of her.
Post-traumatic slave syndrome. She is the, I call her the female Malcolm X of this time. You got to really check her out. Like, she is the truth for post-traumatic slave syndrome.
If we talk about, I've heard that
trauma stuff.
I've heard that term. I've definitely used that term. I don't. Maybe I do know her. I don't know. I've definitely used that term though.
Well, thank you.
You
for
probably
checking
would
in,
like
bro.
To go see the slave play on Broadway. Then, well, whenever it's back open again, it's kind of all about that too. But a shout out to Toshi Onyebuchie. We had him on the show. He's a black sci-fi author. He wrote the book War Girls.
Hello, who's this?
This is Douglas Powell from the Top Notch Mobile Salon in Detroit, Michigan.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest, bro.
I agree with Charlamagne, man. Man, my wife and I, we work together all the time. Now we home with the kids. And I see it's a blessing, man, that, you know, all the time and the work I put in my kids as children is paying off because I can see exactly what's going on with them, you know.
Yes.
My wife and I, we really, truly appreciate each other's company now, man, you know. Now that we out, we're sanitizing, we're disinfecting the salon, getting ready to go back to work. You know, it's just that, like, I agree with Charlamagne. They never did like each other in the first place, bro.
Never liked each other.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If you can't take this couple weeks, you never liked the person you with.
I'm with you, man. Exactly. I'm enjoying this so much. Thank you for calling, brother.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Mr. Spark It Up. I go by the name of J-Main.
Is it Mr.? Okay, whatever. Get it off your chest, bro.
Oh, yeah, I just like to let the world know that after 15 long months, your boy has finally got his license cleared. Yes, sir. No more dirty driving.
Okay. Okay. No more riding dirty.
Congratulations, King.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much.
All right. Well, be safe out there. Don't lose it again, brother.
Hey, one more thing, though. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all got caller ID. Go ahead and save my number. So when I call next time, y'all already...
Well, we don't got no damn call ID.
Okay, store his number.
We do have call ID, but we not storing his number.
Store his number.
Because I can win. You got to ask. I got something I want to ask.
Your number is the 904 number, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we not storing that, though. But have a good one, though, brother.
Duval.
Have a good
what
one.
What you say
though.
About Lil Duval?
He said, he's from Duval.
Oh.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Capers, man.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm just blessed. Woke up this morning, got a good workout there. At work, blessed to have a job.
Congratulations, bro. That's it?
Appreciate it, man.
That's how you feeling?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to people go follow me on Instagram at KateTheMan09.
Okay, brother. Hello, who's this?
Romeo,
what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
What's up, Envy? How you doing? First things first, I'm going to say I'm blessed this morning. I'm having my first child.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. But, Charlamagne the guy, man, I love you. Ain't nothing wrong with telling a black brother you love him, as you say.
That's
but,
right.
I'm mad at you because I can't believe you surprised that Envy, light-skinned, bougie self, can't change some tires, man.
Well, I don't want to stereotype people.
But it's easy to take some tires. Like, how you can't take some tires?
Well, you got to be taught. Like, my father had to teach me.
I mean, I know the concept of changing the tire.
Don't switch it up now.
It's a very easy concept,
but I just don't
know. I'm not going
to
sit there and say it's easy now.
You know, I'd rather call AAA. Where you from, brother?
I'm from Brooklyn, Canarsie.
How many fixing flat places by you?
It's a whole lot everywhere.
There you go. That's why I ain't got to change the tire. That's what I paid him to do. Thank you, though, brother.
He might not have the money.
Hey.
People out here struggling, you know.
$9.
Some people don't even have
$9,
does it?
Some people don't even have an extra tire in their trunk.
that's
okay.
True, too.
Now, that's expensive.
That's true,
to
too.
To ride around with an extra tire.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about one thing that upsets you about the coronavirus, meaning one thing you have to give up but you probably won't see. I was saying
one thing you're missing.
Yeah, one thing that you're going to miss, I should say. For me, it's my daughter graduating. You know, I won't get to see her graduating. Hopefully, it's the second week of May. And the way things look, that is probably going to have to cancel that. And that's one thing I would love for my parents to be able to see their granddaughter walk across that stage, her going to the next chapter of her life. But, you know, because of the way things are, I probably won't get to see that. Now, Charlamagne, what about you?
I mean, mine is the same. You know what I'm saying? Mine is my daughter. She's a cheerleader. She cheers competitively. And last year, she was hurt. When they go to Disney World and they have like the big cheerleading competition at Disney World. It's like the Super Bowl of cheerleading, like the NBA Finals of cheerleading, the World Series of cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was hurt and she didn't get to participate with her team last year. And that hurt me watching that. But this year, it's the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, they make it back and I don't know if she'll ever get a chance to participate in that World Series of cheerleading competition. So I'm hoping out, man. I'm being optimistic, you know?
I'm sure she'll make it again. Now, what about you, Yee?
Yes, I was really looking forward to this interview that I had to do with an artist who just put out a project, but I'm going to push that back. But other than that, it's not that serious to me. Anything that I have to miss, I think people are going through way worse things than I have to go through. So whatever it is, you know, we'll get it back.
And we got
to
be optimistic, right? Sounds of blackness, be optimistic, as long as you keep your head to the sky.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Anise.
Hey, Anise, what are you missing? What are you missing, mama? What's one thing you gonna miss?
The gym, sports. I'm an athlete, so I have two leagues to play in, and now I can't play in them. And my entire family's home. I can't spend time with them. I'm the only one that still has to go to work.
What, you play ball?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You gotta keep your distance. Can't be on there sweating on people.
Well, you can still practice by yourself, right? Go to the park and practice, shoot some hoops, and do some cardio.
Yeah, you can still go
like
outside.
That.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
I feel you, though.
Play one-on-one against Corona. No, act like you're playing against Corona.
I'm good on that.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. What's one thing that you're going to miss because of this coronavirus?
My baby showers, actually.
Oh, damn. When is your baby shower?
What happened?
When is the baby shower?
Baby showers was for April 28th in South Jersey, and I had a second one April 11th
in
North Jersey, and both have to be canceled.
Well, you could get everybody on FaceTime, and you know what I mean? You could just sit in the chair and you know, open up the
gifts. Oh, you know what you should do? You should have a sip and see after the baby's born.
Yeah, I mean, I did hear that. I didn't know that was an option, like the whole sip and see thing, so that possibly is a thing, but it's my first child, so I was really hoping, you know, to do the whole shebang. And, you know,
it'll be nice because then people get to see the baby for the first time.
Don't bring all them sick people around your baby.
You better not.
Well, that's what I'm scared about. What if I get, like, you know, my baby sick after he's born?
Don't do that.
You can do it when the baby's one. You can do it whenever. It just has to be postponed until this is all
right. Wait till the baby in kindergarten. That's when you know the coast is clear.
You still do it.
But you can always FaceTime. Just have, like, a little FaceTime function and have everybody call and just have, like, a big thing on social on your FaceTime.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That is. So, yeah.
Good luck, Jessica. What's the baby do?
For May 31st.
Okay. All right.
See, I'm sorry, I mean to correct. Yeah, stuff like this really sucks because this is the once in a lifetime opportunities. You can't do these over.
No, she can't.
A daughter's graduation, you can't do that over. A cheerleading competition, maybe you might get another chance to do that again. A baby shower, that's not happening again. Like that sucks.
Well, not her first one, she can't happen again. But
then you just have to be creative and say at least everybody's safe, but let's do something different and just be creative and make up something else. When you can do something.
Yeah, instead of a baby shower, you can have a baby light drizzle. You know what I'm saying?
No, they call it a sip. They call it a sip and see. A lot of people have done that.
She wants that now.
But look, you can still do something later on.
I ain't doing no sip and see with my newborn baby. I ain't bringing nobody around my newborn baby.
Well, you know what
that happens to people when they have the baby earlier than they think they're going to. Because I've been to a couple of those where women had the baby a couple months early, a month early, and that was when the shower was supposed to be, and then they end up having a sip and see.
Well, for my daughter, I'm gonna make her put on a dress. She gonna walk down the stairs. We gonna play the music. The whole family gonna dress up. It's enough of us in that house, so we all gonna dress up and we gonna start cheering
for graduation.
Yep.
That's dope.
If we can't have it.
What about prom?
Yeah, see, a little something different.
In prom, yes. For prom, she can come. She put on a dress, and she gets to dance with three different men. Me,
you're not gonna...
our brothers, Logan and Jackson.
She didn't have a prom date already?
No, she had no prom yet.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's who's disappointed.
Huh?
That's who's probably disappointed.
Who?
The little boy who wanted to ask your daughter to the prom and shit.
Well, I'm not mad about that. He getting it. I'm taking it to the prom this year. Me, Jackson, and Logan. 800-585-1051. We're talking the coronavirus. What's one thing that you're going to miss out on because of this virus? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, what's one thing you're going to miss out because of the coronavirus? All right, I'm missing my daughter's graduation. Charlamagne is missing his daughter's cheerleading competition. Yee is missing an important interview. So we're asking you. Hello, who's this?
This is Luna from Florida.
Hey, Luna from
Orlando,
Florida.
Florida.
Wait, what you about to miss, Luna?
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Let's hear what you about to miss, Luna.
Watch her say something crazy like her period, because she's from Florida.
My birthday is on the 21st, so...
Your what?
There's going to be no festivities.
Your birthday? Luna?
Yes.
You're not going to miss your birthday?
You know you have another birthday next year. You know that, right? And then you have a party the next year. Like,
no, but I said I'm going to miss the festivities. I know it's still going to be my birthday, but it's going to suck.
First of all, in Florida, you should not have more than two friends anyway, okay? So that's a safe number of people.
Two friends.
That's good. So y'all can get together and drink. And I wouldn't pass the blunt to each other.
They don't drink.
For real? What are they doing? Pills?
No drugs.
Well, you're not missing your birthday, baby.
Now, when's your birthday, Lula?
The 21st.
All right, well.
That's you know the 21st is going to happen, right?
Yeah, but she can't celebrate the way she wants.
Well, you wanted to celebrate?
I'm going to be stuck in the house. Yes, I want to celebrate.
I think the best place...
I'm not always in the house. I'm always working.
You have a boo?
Huh? No.
You have a boo?
No. Well, call up here. We'll shout you out for your birthday.
Okay.
All right.
She's like, womp, womp.
I wanted to shout out my Instagram, Lady Lou Hair. That's LadyLouHair. Lady Lou Hair on Instagram. I am a braider, licensed braider in Orlando, Florida. So, if y'all want your hair braided before the coronavirus.
Lula, you're not braiding
okay,
my hair
Envy,
right now.
Oh, happy birthday. Envy, is your hair long enough to get braided yet?
Not yet. But Lula ain't braiding.
And by the way, the 21st is on a Saturday, so don't call up here, Lula, please.
Hello, right. Who's this?
Hello, good morning. My name is Lavi from the Bronx.
Hey, Lavi from the PX. Now, what are you missing out on, Lavi?
So my younger sister, Stephanie, she goes to SUNY Oneonta, and her graduation is May 9th. So right now it's up in the air whether they're going to have the ceremony or not.
Mm.
But just want to shout her out. Super proud of her. Really overcame many obstacles to get there. So I hope we can watch her walk across that stage.
All right.
What if all the kids wear masks? The kids can't wear masks and gloves?
I thought about that, and the parents wear masks and everything in the gloves.
Yeah.
But, you know, what about, you know, if a lot of elderly people would have to go? Grandparents want to see their grandkids walk and all that other stuff?
Keep them 6 feet away.
But they're advising no groups of more than 10 people convening.
Well, maybe you do a graduation every day with groups of 10.
Groups of 10.
Probably 30 people in the graduating class, honestly. How many people are your daughter's graduating class?
Well, my graduate is not that many.
That's what I'm saying. She go to a nice private school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's probably 15 people in our graduating class.
So do A, B, C on Monday, and then D, E, F on the last names? Maybe. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Keybrith.
Hey, Keybrith. What's one thing that you're missing out on, mama?
Oh, I forgot I was supposed to be anonymous, but oh well. I'm missing out on a job opportunity.
Oh, really? What job?
Where you supposed to dance at?
Stop it.
Currently I'm a public health person, but I was trying to get at this job at Verizon for 3 years now. They found out that an employee had the coronavirus, so they shut the whole facility down.
God
damn. I already had my interview. They told me that they were just waiting on a start date, and now it's closed until further notice.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, Corona ain't BSing. Corona's so bad that the Corona beer really might have to change its name. I can't never see the name Corona ever again. Corona really, really messing up things for people, bro.
800-585-1051. We're just asking, what's one thing that you're going to miss out on because of this coronavirus? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, what you laughing about, man?
That really is a funny excuse, right?
What's that?
Like, if you get a girl pregnant right now and the girl be like, hey, I miss my period. And you'd be like, why? Because of coronavirus?
You said, oh, man.
It can't be because of me.
What's one thing you're going to miss out on because of the coronavirus? If you just joined us, I was saying I'm going to miss probably my daughter's graduation. It's in May, and they probably will cancel it. Charlamagne's going to miss his
daughter's cheerleading competition. Mm-hmm. You know, they go to Disney World. It's like the Super Bowl of cheerleading. Last year, she was hurt, so she didn't get a chance to perform in it. And this year, it's this goddamn coronavirus.
Now, Yee said she had a huge interview she was about to do that probably
would be postponed. We were flying to multiple places to get it done. And now it's still going to happen, just not anytime soon.
All right. Hello, who's this?
This is Martin from Jersey.
Martin, what's up, bro? What's one thing you about to miss out on because of this coronavirus, bro?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Albania like 2 weeks for a wedding, man.
You supposed to go to a wedding?
Everything canceled.
I'm sure, man. And I feel bad for people that spent a lot of money on these weddings and flowers, floral arrangements and all that. Venues, flights.
For me, it's nothing, bro. Okay, just the plane ticket. But my cousin spent big money on that, bro.
Hey, we're not thinking about how whack funerals are, too, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have.
Because everybody, I would love to have a lit funeral one day. Now,
you know what? I'll go ahead.
Nah, it just got to suck. You die, and then you go to heaven, and you looking down, and ain't nobody at your funeral.
Nope.
Because of some damn coronavirus.
They said some businesses are doing even better, like because bars are closed. There's a lot of liquor delivery services that are doing really well. They said there's other things doing really well, like car rental businesses. People are driving places because they don't want to fly. So some things are. Our juice bar in Brooklyn's doing pretty good, too, right now. Numbers are up. So.
Cleaning companies are doing well right now. People that sell and make water, distribute water. Distributors are making a lot of money right now. But there's a lot of people that are not. A lot of people are getting crushed out there. And I just hope that, like, how the government is going to save these airlines, they save regular people as well.
Well, the House passed the I forgot what the name of the bill is called, but they did pass some kind of bill to offer relief for like small businesses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And people to get paid sick leave and things like that.
I hope so. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
It's Corey from Miami.
Hey, Corey from Miami. Turn your radio down. Now, what's one thing you're about to miss out on because of the coronavirus?
Well, I already done missed out on it. I was supposed to see my little 10-year-old daughter go pick her up, let her come spend the weekend, and had to cancel because they canceled everything down here.
Damn.
Down there where?
Florida.
I'm in Miami, Florida.
Man, they need to cancel Florida for the next 3 weeks, man. I think that'll help.
Nah, they need to leave us alone right now. Ain't nothing going on down here.
And where were you picking your daughter up from?
Leesburg, Florida.
Oh, you can't drive and get her?
I could have, but her mama was like, yo, if they close down and no travel, then she'd be stuck in Miami. So she didn't want her to come down and stuff like
Damn.
That. So, but I think all this is just a little hoax right now.
Oh, boy.
That's why you in Florida. That's why all of y'all got the beaches packed in Florida right now, because y'all think it's a hoax, and this is why you got to quarantine all of Florida, because Florida ain't taking nothing serious.
Can I explain something?
Go ahead. I got to hear this one. Go ahead.
Who's making money off of this right now? Y'all talking about elections coming up today. Who's benefiting off of all this scaring the public, having them empty out stores and everything?
It's nobody. Because the stock market is down 3,000 plus points. We're about to head to a recession. Nobody making money at this moment.
So what do you want to do? You want to just act like nothing's going on?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I hadn't been around my daughter for 9 years. For one weekend, I would have risked catching coronavirus for that. People don't understand. There's a lot of things going on out here.
Hold on now. I need you to repeat that for me one time.
He ain't seen his daughter.
You've been quarantined from your daughter for 9 years.
Correct.
Your baby mama had you quarantined from your daughter for 9 years because you were a sick baby daddy. And what happened now?
Nah. It's all cool, though. But, you know, things going to pass over and I'm going to see her. That's all it is. But
what does this have to do? You ain't seen your daughter in 9 years. Now you want to blame the coronavirus on not seeing your daughter?
Hey, it ain't my fault I got a psycho baby mama.
But what that got to do with coronavirus?
Because she stopped me from seeing her.
You ain't seen her in 9 years before. You ain't seen her when there was Ebola. You ain't seen her when there was Zika. Now you want to blame this on corona?
It was coronavirus.
You can't do that when people up and jump slide and start doing little crazy stuff.
I don't know. Why am I going back and forth with somebody from Florida? I know better. He knew better.
About the coronavirus 9 years before you did.
Exactly.
That's why he didn't see his daughter.
Exactly. How you ain't seen your daughter in 9 years, but now you want to blame not seeing your daughter on the goddamn coronavirus? Why did I do that this morning? I know better than to go back and forth with a Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, come on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Florida.
That's it, man.
What's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Florida need to be quarantined. Okay, let's use this opportunity to build a wall around Florida, please.
Goodness
okay,
gracious.
All travel is banned from Florida. All right? If you don't have gold teeth and dreadlocks, you can't go to Florida until February 1st, 1990, whatever.
No, 2000, man. It's 19, man.
I want to go back because Florida only going to get worse. So take this question.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Drake. While all this is going on, he's breaking records, and we'll tell you what record he just broke. Also, shout out
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line. I got a baby.
What up, baby? Blame it on baby. I'm not ill.
Man, 3 albums in less than a year and a half. Why you moving so fast, baby?
Oh, I got plenty of it in me. I gotta get it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How are you holding up right now during this quarantine? How's everything for you though and your family?
I've been loving it. You know what I mean? I've been loving on these kids. I've been playing basketball on my basketball court. I've been, you know what I mean, chopping down trees in my yard. I've been doing regular shit, you know what I mean? Stuff I've been wanting to do. Plus I've been able to spend more time, you know what I mean, on the other stuff I wanted to do, you know what I mean, the other creative ideas. So I've been enjoying it. Keep it real.
Nope.
I was on the road for like, I don't know how long, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've been soaking it all up, you know what I mean? It's a blessing in disguise to me. Shouts out.
Nope.
Goes out to anybody negatively affected, but, you know, it's been a blessing to me.
No regular-ish. I see you bought a new car while you were on quarantine. How does that happen?
Nah, I bought that before the quarantine hit. I just pulled it out, you know what I mean? I just pulled it back out. You know, just to make my little trailer video thing the other day. So, yeah, whatever.
Can you back up with this chopping down trees? You took an axe and chopped down a tree yourself?
Nah, chainsaw, not no axe, chainsaw.
Okay, I mean, I don't know how it even
works. This is 2020.
I don't know. I've never chopped down
they don't know nothing about that country Carolina shit.
Nope.
Yeah, please.
I got a nice little spot out here. I tried to get you out here, Charlamagne. I got a nice little spot out here, you know what I mean? I got like, it's sitting on some acres, too. So I've been, you know what I mean? I've been really, like, doing, like, some HGTV shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like a dream house, Neverland. So I've been out here doing all kind of country shit, you know what I mean?
I heard you say on the album, you said you spent $3 million on a crib, but you don't even stay there just for your baby. I'm like, damn, $3 million in Charlotte. That n***a sitting on about 800 acres.
Hey, it's like that. It's like that. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I mean? It's like that. I would walk y'all through it. It's gonna take a minute. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I would walk y'all through it. It's gonna take a minute. No,
oh, God.
It's gonna take a minute.
So why'd you decide to do another album? Did you just have too much music? Were you bored? Is it just you were just recording?
It was time for it, man. And it's just, you know, it's all about showing that evolution, that growth, you know what I mean, and that music. So, you know, and ain't everybody else, they ain't doing nothing. I drop music when I get tired of hearing the bullshit is out. You know what I mean? I won't even call it bullshit. When I get bored with the climate of the game, like when there ain't nothing for me to listen to back to back, like just play back to back, that's when I know it's time for me to drop music. You know what I mean? Because if I'm feeling that way, ain't no telling how the fans feeling, how the listeners feeling, you know what I mean? So I just like to keep it. I like to give myself something to listen to. I listen to my own music. That's really all I listen to.
But you're the type of artist that like to touch the people, though. Like, you like to go out. You like to go to the clubs. You like to do in-stores. So I know that must be difficult when you can't necessarily get these people the music the way you want.
I mean, yeah, when I can't drop. But, I understand that's part of the business at this point. You know what I mean? You got to drop the music. That's just the beginning of it. You know what I mean? And you got to do the moving around. You got to push the music. You got to put it out. You got to do the shows. So I have been on the road for so long, like, I was finishing up an arena tour when the whole little coronavirus thing hit, you know what I mean? So it was more so, and I was getting ready to go on another tour. I was getting ready to go on another tour, amphitheater tour, like 8,000 plus every show, you know what I mean? With me headlining, I had just finished headlining an arena tour. So I had, my life was so much like just drop music straight to show, straight to the road, boom, 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 boom. You feel me? So it's more so refreshing than anything to me, you know what I mean? When you get that money, it'd be like, damn, I wish I could be a normal with this money. This was, you know what I mean? And that's what I got going on right now. Like, I get, you know, I get to wake up, cook my own breakfast. I ain't got to go to Chick-fil-A because that's the only thing I want to eat because I'm in Nebraska or Goddamn Hill or there, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't got to do all that. I can go sit down and eat and enjoy myself. I can spend time with family, you know what I mean? I had to pop in and spend time with family on the weekend when I'm already tired from being on the road. 7-8 days straight, you get what I'm saying? So
right.
I just been soaking it all up, man. It's been a blessing in disguise to me. You know, I take the good with the bad every time anyway, so that's exactly how I've been treating it. I wouldn't dare say, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired, 'cause I know the second that it's over with, bro, I'm on the road.
Back to business.
My daughter turned 5. She 2 years old. The second that it's over with, I'm gone. I was already booked till 2021. I was already booked all the way out till 2021.
Let's talk about this album a little bit, because I see on social media, they like to say, the baby has the same flow. And I know you pay attention to that, because I heard that title track, Blame It On Baby. So that inspired that?
That's what they're going to do anyway. They're going to blame it on Baby. A lot inspired the title, Blame It On Baby, you get what I'm saying? But when it comes to the little same flow thing, like, you know, they just got to understand the internet, man. Like, they got to. And then see me, like, artists like me, like, it come off like, I don't do no wrong. You get what I'm saying? Not I don't do no wrong. Say I do a lot of wrong, but it come off like damn, this thank you perfect. Like the way I popped, the way I shot to the level that I was at. You get what I'm saying? The way I went from 10,000 to the Chitlin Circuit, country shows. I'm talking about Hole in the Walls, Death Traps in South Carolina to sold out arenas. Got everybody in the arena with their cell phone lights up just for me rapping that word. Like, bro, it's not. It don't happen like that. Like with the way I hit the game. You know what I mean? With the platinum records and the 200 million views on multiple videos back to back. You get what I'm saying? Just to show you it ain't no one hit wonder thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, number one album, debuting at number one. Like, it don't happen that way. So, at the end of the day, like, you gotta have something to, you feel me? Like, you gotta, you know, hey.
They gotta have something to say.
The bullshit come with it. You're right. I get through all the other bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, hearing, like, I just boom, boom, get out of everything. So, it's just like, gotta have something to say. So, I don't really be tripping about that. But, as far as like switching the flow or anything like that, bro, I have no problem wrapping circles around any one of these niggas. You get what I'm saying? Like that ain't nothing to me. You know what I mean? That ain't nothing in this record. It's they show that. You know what I mean? That's why I really don't even. I couldn't find myself entertaining it. I could joke about it, just like I joke about everything else, and just like on some ha ha type shit. Like that's what it'd be like when I make songs like Blame It On Baby. You get what I'm saying? But like I can never take that shit too serious because I'm already knowing what's going on. You know, I make a conscious album right now. I record the whole day. You get what I'm saying? On some J. Cole vibes, Jordan Lucas, but I can get in there too. You get what I'm saying? So it's really however they want to play it. But me, at the end of the day, like, I understand what's going on. You know what I mean? You got people biting on a certain thing. You got to milk the game. You got to, you know what I mean? You got to take advantage of it. I switch it too quick, you ain't going to like it. You're going to be like, damn, baby, I wanted you to turn me up. You get what I'm saying? So I just, you know, you got to understand the climate of the business. When you got something going, you'll be a fool to step on your own toes. And you get what I'm saying? And go level with it. If people like Breakfast Club for doing this, and then y'all change out of nowhere, like, man, we got to do something different. But this way, people love Breakfast Club, but we got to do something different. We got to do something different. Then y'all start having people come on there freestyle. Like, man, what the hell is this, man? That ain't what we come here for. You get what I'm saying? So you got to gradually, you know what I mean, pull people different ways and take people down different avenues. You got to do it. You know, you got to have control of this shit. You can never let anything else control this shit. Don't put the work in, and it don't study the game the way you study it.
All right, we got more with the baby. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the baby. Yee.
Now, one day I'm waiting to hear this story about this heartbreak you went through, because on a song like Sad Shit, I was like, man, poor the baby. He's really...
Baby, see, baby ain't perfect. Everybody think baby's perfect, man. Baby go through shit too. Baby get his heart broke too. That's why I talk like that. You know what I mean? That's why I'm so...
You got all serious for a second now.
But that's serious.
Trying to find my way back home. Baby done got his heart broke too. Ain't that right? Bro, then I come in the studio crying one day. He's full of shit.
You did not. You came in
You ain't coming to no studio crying.
He full of shit. He trying to cap for me. Yeah, yeah. Like, I ain't coming to no studio crying. I ain't do that.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
You know? Now, hell, I'm a grown-ass man. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, and then, like, that's what I'm saying. Like people so used to seeing me talk a certain way. Or, you know, people think, like, people they would like to create the narrative that I feel like I'm untouchable. But, nah, y'all feel like I'm untouchable. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of the most touchable artists in the game.
You mentioned Sad Shit. Who is that woman, sir? And how does she feel about that record?
My old bitch, Miss Me, any one of them I ever had, Charlamagne.
You said you gonna beat the up if you catch it with her.
Them too. I'm that. Yeah, I beat and did that. You know what I mean? Not now. You know what I mean? They play with me wrong. Hey, if it was one of them, that one that really did me that, the one that really, that's a knife in my hand. The one that really, you know what I mean? I may have to handle my business, man. I may have to handle my business if I bump into him, you know.
But you will take her back, though, in a heartbeat.
That's what it's about. You see what I'm saying? I got to show her. He ain't me. I beat him. Hey, bro. Hey, you know that's me, right? Say the wrong thing. Look, beat him up.
You got that big-ass house now. You got that. So are you like Drake? You got bags and shoes waiting on somebody?
Nah, man. Go ahead, man. I don't know. I was just joking. I catch you with the shit. I ain't gonna beat him up no way, man.
He
said, I'm pussy. I ain't fighting nobody.
Let's talk about Talk About It. I love that record.
Talk About It.
Mom taught you how to use a rubber. Explain that to me.
She used to have him sitting on the nightstand. She used to have him sitting on the nightstand at the crib. Like she was open about it. Had him sitting on the nightstand. You know what I mean? You had different ones, different kinds. These yours. I got two brothers. I'm the baby.
At what age?
I was like, my brothers, I got two older brothers. One of them 5 years older than me, one of them 2 years older than me. I was probably like 11.
Damn it, man.
Jeez.
She wasn't playing like that. You know what I mean? She wasn't playing like that. I was probably like 11 years old, but that's no cap. She was too high. She'll tell you.
You got to squeeze.
She caught you with a girl or something?
Nah, she knew what time it was. So you know what I mean? We was, you know, we was out though. You
at 11?
Back when you used to have the phone. If you on the phone downstairs, they pick it upstairs and hear what you're saying. That was back. You know, I'm a 90s baby, a real 90s baby. You know what I mean? 1991. So that was back. Like if you was on the phone right here, somebody could pick the phone up in the other room. They could hear you. So you know, we didn't know. Y'all went through it. Y'all done been caught on that phone. So, talking the way you weren't supposed to be talking.
You know? Not at 11, though. Not at 11. Jeesh.
You already humping on girls' legs and stuff like that.
Can I speak? Oh, for sure. That was way before 11.
You was dry humping legs. And
I don't even think people use that word no more. I don't even think people need that word no more. Man,
let me ask you. Hunch.
Call it madness, boy.
If your mama taught you how to use a condom, why you ain't use no condom on Nasty? Because on Nasty, you say you pull out and shoot on her cheeks. You ain't say nothing about taking no condom off.
That don't mean, because I ain't had time to fit that in there. I got to move quick when that music coming. I got to move quick, man. I ain't had time to really, you know, explain all that. You know what I mean? I thought you would have, you know, that y'all would have been right there with me. I thought I'd give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. You know what I mean?
I said, this nasty. This getting raw.
And I had to tell Ashanti Mama, her manager, I said, first of all, before I even do this, you know what I mean? Like, how nasty do y'all want me to talk? Y'all want me to be PG-13? I want me to make a love song? What y'all want to do? Because, you know, I say, look, my mouth filthy. I say, man, with all due respect. My mouth filthy, mama. You know what I mean? And I'm a respectful young man. I don't know. This is yours. You called us. You asked us to be a part. This is your thing. Do your thing. I said, okay, bet. I'm going to have to kindly ask you to leave the room for me and just come back when I'm done. You know, I can't be talking like that with somebody mama right there over my shoulder, man. I don't talk like that in front of nobody mama.
Well, you had Ashanti a little more, you know, nastier than she normally is, too.
I brought it out. You know what I mean? I brought it out. You know what I'm saying? So that was dope, man.
Why are you smiling like that?
That's my boo, right? That used to be my boo.
Yeah, I bet you had a crush on her.
Baby, 91. What? When she used to lay them sideburns down. Yeah.
So how was the connection?
I'm a chocolate too. You know, yeah.
So how was the connection?
It was a vibe. It was a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it was a vibe for sure. You know what I mean? When we was in there, it was real. She's real easy to work with. I had originally wanted Lizzo.
I ain't talking about that connection. I ain't talking about the vibe connection. All right, the music is good, but what happened after? Did you take out? Did you ask to take out?
Nah. You know, she was on the tour. She was actually in the middle of being on the tour, and I was too. You get what I'm saying? So, but I would love to. You know what I mean? Once everything cleared up in the restaurant.
Did you check up on her in quarantine? Did you call and see how she was doing?
I spoke with her a few times since quarantine, but we was handling business when I did. You know okay. What I mean? I handled the business. You know, I'm a professional. I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't get into that. You know what I mean? We gotta handle the business first. And then, you know, but it's time to, you know, if you end up watching this, you know, if you find me attractive enough and you feel like you want to get to know me, I'll be more than open to it. You get what I'm saying?
Lizzo gonna bust your ass.
You had every guy thinking about a threesome with Meg Thee Stallion and Ashanti on that song because I heard you slide that in there at the end.
When Ashanti said that, I dropped the phone. I swear to God, mm-hmm. I dropped the phone. I said, oh, my God, I called her. I said, oh, you got me f***ed up. You got me f***ed up talking like that. I said, I didn't even know you had that in you. She's like, yeah, man. You know, so that was dope, though.
Now's the perfect time to be shooting quarantine shots at Ashanti because everybody home.
Yep.
People ain't really doing nothing. Like, now's the time.
Right now, it's not the time right now. It's what everybody doing. You know what I mean? That's what everybody doing right now. I'm not really a shot shooter when it comes to, like, social media and all that. I don't really play like that. You know what I mean?
I don't move. We got more with the baby when we come back. Let's get into the baby mini mix. A couple of joints that he put out. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the Baby Mini Mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the baby. Yee.
So what was it like working with B. Simone, knowing that she has a big crush on you? Was she really trying to shoot her shot?
Simone. Nah, D. Simone, regardless, you know what I mean, of what people may think, like, she's a professional. Like, she's stupid and she's smart, too. Like, she know what she's doing. I whether or not if she's really got a crush on baby or not, I wouldn't know because I understand. I get marketing. I get all that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I get it, you know what I mean? So, I wouldn't call, like, a mother had to tell me straight up. I had to, like, hey, look, all jokes aside, though, like.
Nigeria, I'm trying to give you something.
You know. Yeah, I'll just decide, like, hey, you know, I'll be dead ass. She had to tell, she had to come at me that way. You get what I'm saying? But until then, like, I get marketing. I understand, you know, I understand all that. You get what I'm saying? So I never, and I ain't quick to, I ain't anti-pantsy when it comes to that. Like, I, you know, I be cooling. You know what I mean? I be cooling. I don't really, I ain't anti-pantsy at all because I ain't wanting to read nobody wrong. But, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really get into all that.
Right.
I handle the business. But as far as being in the video, like we had already came up with the story, with the idea for it, and we started casting the characters. And we had to the casting call, we got the female characters, and I'm watching the video. I couldn't make it to the casting call because I had to go do a show. So I had my people do it for me. I had the real girls do it for me, and then they send me the videos of the females from the casting call. And I'm like, I'm watching the females that's gonna play the lead, because that gotta be the lead character, the female. That's gonna, who's gonna be beside me the whole time. I'm just looking, and I just thought, I'm like, you know what? And I reached out to her. I said, hold on, bro, I got an idea. Hold on. It was like 2 days before the video when I got the thought of B. Simone. I reached out to her. Like, I got a hell of an idea. Called me. Sent my number. She called. I ran her by. She's like, oh, hell yeah. She was actually on tour with Martin Lawrence. She was on tour with him. Mm-hmm. She was on tour with Martin Lawrence, and she had a show in, like, Indianapolis the night before the video shoot, but I had needed her there at, like, 6 in the morning for us to do what we had to do. She had to be there at like 6 a.m. That was a 2-day shoot. We was working like 48 hours straight. So it wasn't no commercial flight. And she had to book a jet. And she booked him on her home.
Wow.
Hey, go ahead, B. Simone. I like that kind of hustle.
I love that. Yeah. Now that's a boss move.
Yeah, she cut like that. You know what I mean? So I always take my hat off to him, and I ain't got nothing but love and respect for it at the end of the
that's
day.
Dope.
And I make it a point to let motherfuckers know, like, nah, that ain't just no funny motherfucker, no little goofy girl. Like, she about her business, you get what I'm saying? And when she get there and it's time to handle her business, she gonna be about her business. She fun to work with and all that, but she about her business, though. You get what I'm saying?
That's dope. I love that story.
Up and I would have been
I'd have been, what's up, girl? Like, acting like I got it like that just because what she, nah, she would have shut that shit down. I'm sure that, you get what I'm saying? But she thought I'd been super professional, super talented, you know what I mean? And she rose to the occasion, and she, you know, she took the extra mile to make sure she can get there to make it happen, man. So hats goes off to her.
Baby got to go, yeah, too, guys.
One last quick question on Amazing Grace. You said I barely read the scripture, but I'm spiritual. So what does being spiritual mean to the baby?
Oh, man, you know, God is great. You know, he's the reason for it all. You know, I put nothing before him. I feel nobody or nothing but him. You get what I'm saying? So I'm a firm believer. That's why I'm really cool and during all this madness that's going on right now, because I understand I'm covered. You know what I mean? I understand it was already written. So I ain't tripping at all. Like, I'm real big on that. That's really how I navigate through a lot of the stuff I navigate through, just because I'm already understanding. You know what I mean? It's the higher power that's already put all that into place, you know what I mean? Regardless of how I may talk in the summer, regardless of how I may come up, I'm far more than what meets the eye at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And I just, songs like that, that's just me naturally doing what I do. That's just what the beat brought out of me. But that's just, you know, that's just me letting you know how I'm rocking at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And I understand that all this, no matter what, all this, I know where all this came from, and I know that it's bigger than me. You know what I mean? I know my purpose is bigger than me at the end of the day. So that's what I stand on, you know what I mean, with all 10 toes. And that's how I sleep at night. That's how I navigate. That's how I treat the business. That's how I treat all this, you know what I mean? Like, I go by them laws and I abide by them rules first. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, baby, have you been seeing the battles? You've been watching any of those battles that Swizz and Timbaland been putting on? The producer battles or the artists?
I've been hearing some old school jams that make me wanna, you know what I mean? I've been seeing them.
Anybody you would want to see battle at all?
I seen somebody say, a lot of people. The one I saw that really, man, 50 so crazy. I saw the 50 Cent and Ja Rule, and when somebody like that, well, 50 Cent and Ja Rule to battle, I like to see something like that. I like to see one that ain't as friendly, but with two people that still got, like, hits, you get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But they been dope, bro. It's been taking me back. Like, I've been feeling like I'm 4 or 5 years old again when I hear certain songs played. I'm like, damn, I remember when that came out. You get what I'm saying? It ain't no different than, like, the Ashanti, like, that Ashanti song I got. Like, I know when people heard me rapping, it's cool. Okay, that's Baby when they heard that. Baby, they like, oh, my God. You get what I'm saying? That was one of them. That was one of them for sure, you know. And I remember Absolutely. That with me being, I don't know how old I was when it came out. But I like to see a lot of people do it. I like to see Nelly do it. Nelly used to come with it crazy. I like
You got a little Nelly vibe on this album.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, I done seen a lot of people say that. I done seen a few people say that. And I ain't even really
one record.
That. I usually see stuff like that ahead of time, like to find my way. A couple of them, I done heard a few people say it. You know what I mean? I done heard a few people say it. I ain't mad at that either. That used to be, that was definitely somebody who was one of my favorites coming up for sure. So I ain't mad at that at all.
Well, the baby, we appreciate you for checking him in. Good luck on everything. Appreciate for our team, man. Be safe.
Hey, I'm coming to f*** with you, too, because they opening up in the Carolinas. I'm coming down there. We're going to do that.
Next week, May 28th. Let's do that. Can't wait.
All right. I'm there.
May 28th. Let's make it happen.
All right, I got back on to say goodbye. My internet was all messed up. So congratulations, though.
Bye, you. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Blame it on Baby out right now. Go scream it. Yeah.
All right. It's the Baby. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Just make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day goes to a young 26-year-old man who hails from the great state of Florida named Joseph Edward Williams. Seriously, repeat after me. What does your Uncle Sharla always say about the Sunshine State? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and that's a fact. Nobody does crazy like Florida, not even the Bronx. I'm sorry. Let's all stop lying to each other. Let's all stop playing games with each other, and let's deal with the reality of the situation. Please stop arguing against reality. People in Florida are crazy, okay? From the government officials, the regular everyday citizens, the crazy just is what it is. It's not a race thing. It's not a gender thing. It's not a sexuality thing. It's just a Jesus Christ, folks in Florida is crazy thing. Now, first, I want to give a round of applause to all the states that are letting low-level, nonviolent offenders out of jail during this coronavirus pandemic. Give them some applause, please, John. Yes, you are appreciated. Nobody should have to get sick in jail, potentially die in jail just because they can't afford bond for driving under suspension or unpaid parking tickets. Let those folks go home and protect themselves from this damn coronavirus until they have their day in court. I am sick of folks being treated like they are guilty before they are proven innocent. Okay, because all my life I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was innocent until proven guilty, but America shows me different every day. Now, Joseph Williams is one of those people who received that blessing of being able to go home. He was in jail for a low-level nonviolent offense, and he was sent home at 8:02 a.m. on March 19th. But on this past Monday, April 13th, he was back behind bars. Why is this young man, Joseph Williams, back in jail after being released for a low-level nonviolent offense? Well, let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
An inmate let out of jail amid coronavirus concerns is now back behind bars, charged with murder. Deputies say that homicide happened the day after his release.
26-year-old Joseph Williams is locked up again in a Hillsborough County jail. Deputies say Williams is the suspect from a shooting homicide in the Progress Village area that took place the day after he left HCSO custody. Back on March 13th, deputies booked Williams into the jail on possession of heroin and drug paraphernalia charges 6 days before his release.
And we've learned Williams is a convicted felon. His criminal history dates back to 2012. He's been arrested for a total of 35 charges.
Why? Joseph Edwards, released for committing a low-level nonviolent crime, gets out and commits a high-level, very violent crime. Murder? You can't make this kind of stuff up. Like, seriously, how do people in Florida's brains work? You're sitting in jail for a low-level nonviolent crime, and the first thing you think to do when you get out, one of the first things you think to do, is not go to finger licking, not go find you a quarantine bay and lay low. You decided to go catch a body. Coronavirus quarantine spark a drop in crime. That's the headline in a lot of various places, okay, throughout the country. We've seen that a lot, but clearly, that's happening everywhere except for Florida. You couldn't wait until the quarantine is over? You couldn't wait until the curve is flattened in order to flatline a person? I mean, you should never kill, but Jesus Christ, do you have any type of definition of what priorities mean? The next time somebody from Florida tries to tell you they are not crazy, don't even argue with them, because they might end up killing you to prove they are not crazy. That's just how people in Florida's brains work. They will kill you to prove they are not crazy and not even think that's crazy. Now, Hillsborough County Jail released 164 inmates that were low-level nonviolent offenders. But I am almost certain that Joseph Edwards is the bad orange that could spoil the whole bunch. It's going to be a lot of people around the country, a lot of people in Florida who suffer because of Joseph Edwards. Because when they think about letting folks out for low-level nonviolent crimes, they are going to think of this situation and question if that is indeed the best strategy. I have absolutely nothing left to say here because there's absolutely nothing left to say. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Joseph Edwards Williams the biggest hee-haw. All right, Florida.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we got more coming up next with a Breakfast Club.
Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest in the building.
Two special guests.
We have Master P and Romeo.
Hustlers.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Welcome, guys. See what it is.
They came in here with everything. Wrap snacks, the noodles.
Barbecue with my honey.
Look, let me tell y'all something. This is the Biggie Icon brand.
Okay.
So nobody had none of
these. Yeah, I never seen those before.
Yeah, this is new, so...
Shout what flavor is it? Honey jalapeno?
Yes, sir.
Can we open it up?
Right.
Open
it up.
I think if you're from Brooklyn, you get to eat it first.
First right there. We're going to make history right here.
I want to try the noodles, actually. I'm going to make these later.
Let's do that later.
Okay. It's good to see y'all together. I was really just thinking about y'all because I saw Romeo's post where he was saying that companies told him his bond with his parents was weakness. And he's not letting nothing come between him and his parents. And I was like, damn, what's going on?
Nothing's going on. It's just...
You good money.
Yeah.
In this industry, you know, I want to use my platform to educate, to shed light on things. And it's sad. I've been seeing just a lot of people out there when they become successful. they forget the reason why they're here.
Right.
No family is perfect. And it's so much drama going on where they want to pull us apart. And it's just like, no matter what, we got to stick together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to add something to that. I see y'all got the Kobe Bryant jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that was a terrible loss for the world. Everybody is moaning Kobe Bryant. But I was more disappointed when I didn't see, you know, his mother and father acknowledge at the funeral. So I was
We talked about that behind the scenes. We wondered why, but I wonder what their relationship was. Maybe they had a strange relationship.
But that's what we're saying. That, you know what? I think in families, once you get money, it breaks up families. I see a lot of athletes that they have these financial advisors, these agents. Once they get money, we have to educate the next generation on that. You got to be there with the people that help you get there. And I think that's what our bond is about with me and Romeo. It's like nothing going to break this apart.
So you guys are not on Growing Up Hip Hop anymore.
Huh?
Is that correct? Because I saw some stories about...
Trying to get it straight to it, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I saw some stories saying that you were leaving the show and that you weren't going to be on if Romeo wasn't on. So I didn't know if that was just rumors.
What, TV?
Or...
Reality TV?
Right.
We don't play that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Y'all know we started the show.
Right.
So,
I figured as producers.
But think about this. It's also about having integrity. And I feel like the show is not going... where it used to be at. It's looking
man,
like
Pops,
a love
let me just
hip-hop,
say, look, let me tell you. I've been in this business for 19 years, and I'm at a place where it's all about my inner peace. So even with the show, this is about, it's not about the money. I'm the highest paid on the network. But I had to walk away because I can't sell my soul for money. I can't sell my soul for a storyline.
I know you said when Angela Simmons was up here, and she had things to say, too, about being disappointed because you guys had such a strong relationship and you not reaching
Wait, we
out.
Had a strong what?
Like friendship, relationship, not relationship like that. But y'all have known each other for a long time.
I got no problems with those people. So, you know, for me, I want to wish everybody luck. I want to wish everybody the best. I want to uplift people. That's why I left the show. It's right. That simple. It's fake drama.
I also think that there's so much other things going on in the world, and there's so much positive stuff that we are doing. We have products, we have brands, we have all these different things. Like, let's come up with something else. We don't have to do this. We don't need the money to do
that. Let's celebrate
each other. Yeah, let's celebrate each other.
Let's educate.
And I think, too, the greatest thing about this, I respect that family, so I don't want to get into a thing with them and, you know, even from with JoJo to all, like, man, come on, man, like... You're not that tough. So let's, man, this is a TV show. And let's keep it in the TV show world. But my thing is, like Romeo said, we wish them the best.
Mm-hmm.
Great one, because it's really nothing. Because there's a love triangle. Where all of a sudden, Romeo, Bow Wow, and Hunter triangle. Like, come on.
You as a businessman, like, you got to see that, though. That's all I'm saying. Like, as a businessman, and even the situation with Bow, it's been like that our whole career where people wanted to put us against each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was my idol as a little kid. I put him in my first single. My baby, in the whole world, they want you to compete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do to us. And now it's happening as adults, and I'm like, it's not about to go there because that's not what it is. I never had anything with Angela like that.
The truth is the truth. She's dating other people in real life, so that's not even reality TV. She's going on dates. You guys probably talked about it before. Mm-hmm. So she's on her social media with other guys, football players, basketball, whatever. It don't matter. That's her business. But we just saying this is a sensitive subject for us because we really live this. Her baby daddy got killed.
Right.
We're not about to play with that for that family or nothing to talk about.
That's where the line is crossed.
That's when the line was crossed. We're not doing that. Like, we really live this life. I changed my life. You know, we got our first faith-based movie. That's what we came up here to talk about. Our first faith-based movie is God is Real. And people don't realize if you change your life, you could be here and live with your kids and where I'm at right now. I mean, I went from almost dying in a project, getting shot in the face and missed to be able to change my life, to be here with my son. This is a beautiful thing. We should be talking about positive things, how to teach the next generation instead of putting us...
generational wealth.
And building families, because we feel like we don't want to break that family down on a TV show.
Yeah.
So we like, man, how can we uplift each other and we're not getting into the negative side of it? So I'm telling you, to be honest with you, son, I applaud you and I'm proud of you from walking away from that, walking away from the bag. Most people couldn't do that. And God has blessed us when we got so many things going on to where we don't have to do stuff that's negative to go up amongst our family values.
And I don't like the fighting on TV. I think that's whacking the pit. But I do like to see the trials and tribulations because a lot of times you know, people deal with stuff and they be like, oh, that family's perfect. Nah. No family's perfect.
Nah, no
like
family's
you said,
perfect.
You and your pops, y'all arguing, yeah. y'all bump heads, y'all mad at each other, but at the end of the night, you know that's your pops.
But
you
guess what? We ain't worrying about followers. We're about we're getting bread together. We got chips. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like we didn't see enough of that on the show, like seeing the business ventures.
Well, that's
what.
But let me tell you guys, and we don't want to talk too much about that and move on, but that network really going to the drama part to where it's losing its integrity. And so if you lose, we might as well stay in the streets because think about this. They did a thing on the episode about Romeo owning ICDC College. That's a beautiful thing. Like, what y'all want him to do? Own a crack house? Mm-hmm. Like, let's be honest.
Word.
We're doing positive things, helping inner city kids, and then the Bible quotes, they made a whole thing about that.
Oh, yeah, Pops, that was the thing with me where, it's a line cross when you use religion, when you use faith, when you use the deceased and you cross that line. Like, even a promotion, we didn't know it was going to be using religion to kind of put people against each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's whack.
And every Sunday, you guys read the Bible together.
Yeah, I mean, even Bible stuff, we're not perfect.
Nah.
I mean, life's not about being perfect,
but that's
we believe
real.
In
that's
man
really
up
who
above.
You are.
Yeah, that's who I am. So.
I mean, you don't want to see us doing positive things. You don't want people to grow. We losing too many rappers right now at a young age. These rappers are not even living to be 21 no more. You know, we've been doing this for 20-something years. We done outlived a lot of things that because of the mindset change, me wanting a better life
for
my family.
I want to tell you this, too. You know, while we're here, I want to give you your roses because you did change your life.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand this man came from the trenches.
Uh-huh.
But you a man. We have Bible study every weekend because of you. So I just want to give you your roses while you're here, man.
I appreciate
you're a hell
that,
of a
son.
Man, an icon, a legend, a blueprint.
That's a fact.
And I don't think you celebrated enough.
All right, we got more with Master P and Romeo. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Master P and Romeo. Charlamagne?
Who do you blame, though? Do you blame the producers or the consumers? And what I mean by that is you can put out all of that positive content, but people don't support it. They rather see the drama in the BS.
But that's why it's a marathon. It's not a race, dog. Y'all got to realize that we're not worried about that. Because think about, look where we come from and look how far we came.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hold us accountable. And we have to grow. Don't be afraid to grow. Just because you come from the streets, you going, oh, man, I got to thug it out forever. You think that's keeping it real? Keeping it real, going to jail and get killed, dog, that ain't keeping it real. Just because you're from the hood, go enjoy life. Take a vacation. Enjoy some of the money. If you really got money, you smiling. You ain't sitting around angry at the world.
Right.
We not angry.
Or put your feet in some sand, man.
Guess what? Even if people don't believe, look, man, hold up. Or put your feet in some of these.
Let's go.
Hey. Hey. Let me tell you something. See, you ain't like my shoes.
I like the last sneakers.
Guess what? He ain't like the last sneakers, but it's all good. Just the walk around.
Okay,
you
got a new designer?
Yeah, all right.
Stupid, man.
Yeah, right. You okay, see that?
Stupid.
You know what? We hate on though. Us. That's what it be.
Nah, these look kind of fresh.
They look kind of fresh.
Those.
What's dude name?
No, they don't.
It's kind of fresh, yo.
These are dope, though.
Yeah, I ain't mad.
Let me tell y'all something. This is the first basketball shoe. You're going to see this on some pro athlete real soon. Even my kids, Mercy and Hersey, is coming back. This technology, man, it's light.
P, you on to something with these now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I tried to tell you.
Yes.
Yo. I tried to
these
tell you.
These kind of fresh, yo.
Those
dope.
Like I said, on Rome's shirt, you got to trust the process. God is real. You got to trust the process.
Question, how do you make that cool, the faith-based project?
All right, let me tell you how. Think about it. I don't care if you're a street person or whatever. Eventually in your life, if you lose something, a loved one, a friend, a relative, you're going to bow down on your knees and realize that God is real. And I think that you can't, how you make that cool is just reality. We going through that. We going to funerals. We going to churches. We going to weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the whole faith-based thing is about. It's about real stories.
You
got
to know that it's bigger than you.
Yes, it's a bigger being than us.
Just look around.
It's a spiritual warfare we fighting right now because even with us, we don't support each other. It's like the other day, I talked to Kawhi Leonard. You seen Kawhi Leonard on there. He took the Gatorade thing and said he wasn't promoting that after he made MVP of the All-Star game. But if you look at it, we talked about this before the season started. But since we look like us, we don't think we should do business with us. You know, like right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know we have a problem and we have these great athletes, but we don't own nothing outside of the basketball. If you look at the guy that owned the soccer team now, that played all these years. How many basketball players we know own the league.
One. Jordan.
See?
Yeah.
Think about it. And it was way after his career was over. So we have to start thinking ownership. But
that
we got,
mindset is rare, though, yes. Pops. I've seen a lot of people come meet with you and reach out, and they don't see the vision until it's too late.
Until it's too late. Until now you got the rap noodles. And that's a $5 billion company that we've been eating noodles all our life, and we don't get none of this.
Yeah.
We the first African-Americans owners of this. Now, think about it. We able to sell these products that we make. We're giving back. Just like with the bigger product, this is going to its foundation.
Yeah, everything
the
money going back.
Is going back. It's going back to communities. We able to build communities, even
what
in prison.
What other companies is doing that, though?
What's important about that to me, too, is that we all have choices on what we want to consume. As consumers, when you buy a product, you can choose from anything. You can choose what chips you want to buy, what ramen noodles you want to buy. But I think what has to resonate with us as a community is the story behind the company that is selling the product. And you do have to pay attention to, is this person invested in our community, or are we just giving our money away?
So think about this, right? But we hate on each other. Because the first thing when I came out with the noodles, they asked, well, how much sodium in it? Well, what up? This a $5 billion company that Ramen making all the money. Y'all ain't asked. Y'all never asked that. Y'all never asked that. Look how we hate on each other. And then when we put the shoes out, we say we don't own nothing. Or I don't like how. Look, man, everything is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process.
Yeah, I don't understand the mentality. I understand jokes are jokes. But like even when Deontay Wilder lost this week, right? It seemed like more people celebrated him losing than they ever did him being undefeated.
Because quietly, people didn't want to see that. And that's why they'll go buy products from other people. And we have to stop that. So I think we have to shame the ones that are part of the problems and celebrate the ones that is trying to do right.
And me and my pops, we trying to give everybody the blueprint. I think if you're from the streets, this is what you want for your family, even what my pops instilled into me. I mean, I think my pops, like I said, man, I take my hat off to you because I really don't think you get the roses you deserve. I want to give you all them right now. You never know we're going to be here tomorrow.
That's real.
Man, my thing is, though, for me, y'all,
I'm going to give you the roses again, goddamn
it. Do it again.
Right now.
Yeah, my main thing for me, y'all, I just want to educate the next generation. Like, it's about educating our people. You say, how do we fix that? We need to educate ourselves, whether it's financial literacy. I tell every athlete and entertainer, take 1 hour out a week and go online and look up financial literacy and see how you can better yourself, because we not prepared once we get money. Because my whole philosophy is this: love people, use money. Most of us do that the opposite. And so this is all a temporary success. You guys need to realize whatever we do, we look at Kobe Bryant, however many millions he have, he couldn't take it with him.
That's right.
So this is a temporary success. You work hard to give somebody else your money in the end, or somebody else going to take over and do whatever they want to do with it.
Well,
it
money
don't matter.
Is man-made. But even with the God is real, I want to read this real quick to y'all. We had a little Bible study the other day, but I felt it was on my heart. It says, sin doesn't destroy your purpose, it cages it. So I want people out there to remember that. And simply being chosen does not prepare you. If opportunity comes and you aren't prepared, you'll fail. So I think a lot of people just think just because you got talent, just because you're in a position, you're going to win. That's not always the case.
But I'm going to tell y'all something that I look at. You either want to be a pigeon or you want to be an eagle. The eagles do not fly with pigeons. And a lot of us get caught up into this, man, who's following me and all that. All that don't mean nothing. I think we need to start getting back to having some integrity and don't be afraid to grow up.
All right, we got more with Master P and Romeo. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Master P and Lil Romeo. Now, question, what advice do you have for young entrepreneurs right now?
Build our circle different. Right. Like, have some people that's going to tell you you're wrong when you're wrong. Not somebody just tell you just because you're making a break, because we're losing a lot of young artists because even the older people around them is not telling them the truth. They like, I'm in it for the bread. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed because I don't want this kid to get mad at me. Right. That's the worst thing I ever seen, man. Because think about it. You told me to do yeah, for real. I ain't forgot about you. The Kodak thing. Think about it. My whole thing was I had no...
That was a setup.
That was a setup, right?
The man needed guidance. He asked for pee.
And guess what? I tried to give him guidance because of you. And I'm like, dude, you know the money he spent on lawyers and all that crazy stuff that week. That people don't want to see us with them. You thinking I'm saying I'm going to you making $100,000, but I got a deal for you that's going to get you $1 million. And I said, this I don't know what was wrong. Maybe when he get out, he'll go back and look at it. I said, bro, you getting $100,000, and you giving the guy 5% or 10%. I'm going to get you $1 million. Give me whatever you giving him. What's wrong with that? Right. I'm supposed to not want nothing? Oh, well, P got money. He should. How am I going to survive?
They think white ice is colder.
You know
and
what
they
I'm
want,
saying?
They want black people to do for them for free.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
though.
I don't understand
like, I ain't even asking for no money. I just want the little cut. I'm going to get you $1 million.
That's owed to me.
That's
exactly.
I'm going to give it to the white man.
That's so what happens if you bring it
so
to
let me
to
tell
table,
y'all something that I look
percentage.
At that I look at too. Y'all got to look at even with these athletes. If they was got a deal for $100 million, somebody going to bring them a financial advisor and an agent. They're going to give them 5% of that money, mm-hmm. right? They just met that person in 3 months that's going to do that deal for them. That's $5 million. If somebody in their family, like their mom or their dad, asked them for $5 million, they wouldn't give it to them. Because
mm-hmm.
I even see parents so humble, man, I don't want to ask my son for nothing. Wait up, you created him. Like he
you shouldn't
just gave
have to
him,
ask him.
That's what I'm saying. Like me, dog, when I make my money, I want my family to have.
Right.
I even want some of my friends to have the ones that was right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But right or wrong, like that's why I did that post. Your parents, your parents.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, what is it worth me gaining the world if the people who brought me into the world can enjoy it? Now, whatever you go do with it, that's on you.
Right.
But that's how I lived my life. You even know, even with the tithing.
Yeah.
Whenever a check come in.
We tithe.
It just, like, it goes straight to the people.
And guess what? The money just keep coming.
That's right. And P, I know you got a good heart. If another young rapper needed some guidance, I think you would be there for him.
You have somebody in mind?
You know I changed my life. But I still got the streets in me, dog. For real. Like,
he's definitely not taking Charlamagne's advice anymore.
That man, Kodak needed it, though.
He did.
Look what he had now.
He
if
did.
Anybody needed it, he needed it. He just didn't
a lot of people need it, but you can't give it to
everybody. You have to be ready to receive it.
That's true. But let me tell y'all
it.
Something right
also.
Now. I do have a rapper that I'm really trying to save. King Roy Gotti, man. He's a guy that I think could be the next big star, and he just needs the right guidance, and we praying for him, and I just love his style, and I feel like he a work in progress. And then I feel like Marcus Clay is a work in progress. I think he's a serious lyricist.
Hell of a talent.
And OG3, NBA Youngboy brother, I feel like he got a chance to make it, you know, but he gonna have to go a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just and all my law people, man, that I'm
and
with.
Your son got an album out. I know he didn't go download it. So go support, man. It's called Hidden Treasure. Y'all go hit Romeo Miller on there. Okay. Thank me later. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, now, to be honest with you, so, Rome, people don't realize, like, you come from the struggle and the pain and the growth to be able to make music for this time and for this generation. It's a blessing. I feel like, for me, music for our family is a passion.
Yeah, I don't even look at Romeo as a rapper. I look at him as a young entrepreneur.
Yeah,
like,
a boss. Let me tell y'all something. No, this is on a serious note. And this is what I'm going to give you your flowers for, son. You could have went crazy when they were saying all this stuff with Angela about you and even her. I'm proud of him. He just like, man, I'm really not into this negative stuff. Right. And he didn't even say that. I think that made people more mad because he didn't say nothing about it, like nothing bad about her. Everybody was looking. Because if it was me, Charlamagne, you know, even though I'm in the church,
mm-hmm.
a minute ago, I would have went crazy.
He'd have been in front of the house, in front of the Rolls Royce, talking that shit.
No, let me tell y'all something was even more crazy. You know all the crazy. That's why I'm telling y'all that's just TV. Don't get caught up in the TV. I got so many crazy relatives. They was like, what, JoJo Bama smacked? I said, what?
Yeah.
Please leave this dude alone. Man, this dude ain't really about all that. Man, but
yeah,
I'm saying,
not JoJo.
No,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Nah, we had family.
Man, I had to have a family meeting. Like, bro, y'all realize this man is good people. Leave him alone. Like, man, that's TV. Don't get caught up. But you know, I got relatives that's just...
They don't know it's TV.
They
don't know
it's
producer saying,
yo,
say that, JoJo.
They really into this stuff. Like, say, but nobody don't say nothing, man. Look, bro, we about to handle that. I say, man, handle what? Dude, this is a reality TV show. They was told to say that. Even in, like, if you look at, people was getting mad with me saying, why P talking for Rome and why he met with Vanessa. I'm like, dude, that was the TV show. That's business. So don't mix business with real life.
JoJo should know better, though.
You can't be delusional. This is a contract.
Yeah.
Even like I tried to explain to them, it's like, even if you go to a regular job, you got your employees. You got to go to work.
Yeah.
You got your work friends, and then you can go home to your real life. If you don't understand that's the same thing for reality, whether you're close or not, you can't force somebody to be close just because you're on TV. Right?
Yeah, and then people have to understand that even to just film, you have to get location releases, you set it up, you tell this person to come, this person. It's not like y'all for real just hanging out and cameras are following you.
And but the thing is, it could be that way with some people, but you got to let that organically happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was telling them. I'm like, let the relationships unfold how they're going to unfold. It's that simple.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us, too.
I got to say one more thing, because like I told y'all, I've been in this industry a long time. Y'all never heard anything crazy about me downing women or anything. My whole philosophy on life is I don't got to understand you, but I could accept everybody. So I don't care if you shaking your ass like Lizzo on Instagram. If that's who you is, that's who you is. I don't care if you got a head tattoo like Amber Rose. If that's who you is, that's who you is. But be unapologetically you. Mm. I think that's the sexiest trait a young woman could have. And, yeah, I mean, I'm out here looking. I may be single.
I thought you
maybe
had a girlfriend.
Not. Maybe I do. Private life is a happy life, baby.
I thought you publicly said
private life is a maybe.
I have a girlfriend, life. So I can't
did,
even
did
be.
Did you hear that come out of my mouth?
I thought you wrote it.
So look,
hey Pops, I gotta say something.
No,
look, Pops, I ain't taking no advice from Shardy. I was listening when I was in Minnesota. They had a guy who worked at a chicken place with his Shardy, and she gave this man some crazy advice. the man wife was getting hit on by another man at work, and you told him to calm down and go ask some questions.
Listen, I'm just saying,
you try to intervene and be like, that's not cool. But then she try to be like, well, what if that happened with you? I'm like, come on now. Well, you know what I'm talking about, the chicken man.
I know. I think it's going to be
the chicken man.
Yeah.
So look, yeah, I want to tell y'all one thing. Can we all just get along?
Well, thank you for joining us. Master
appreciate y'all.
Miller Gang.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests on the line. We have Toya right here and Regine Carter. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, Regine,
how y'all quarantining?
Looks like a whole bunch of money. She got on a Versace robe.
Regine look rich.
Hair done. She
look
like
Toya
she
look rich too. Toya look rich too, but Toya look a little subtle rich. Regine like, nah, I wake up like this. Okay,
I got it.
Yes. Why y'all not quarantining together? Y'all live in different places.
Yes, she has her own place.
Yeah, I bought my own house.
Regine's not 15 anymore, Charlamagne.
Regine rich for real.
Regine,
so do y'all talk? Y'all FaceTime every day?
All day. All day, every day.
Regine, have you been by yourself, though?
Yes, I have.
Why you all in her business trying to find out who's there, ye? Goodness gracious.
We just checking.
What was that look for? So you might have to drive over there and check.
By herself. I know I don't. Not at my age. I mean, I feel like me and my friends, we FaceTime, we play games on, like, house parties. I keep myself entertained.
So, Regine, you're single now. Who's sliding in your DMs? Because we've been watching Friends and Family Hustle. We know the new season started. We know that cucumber party was the last straw in your relationship with YF and Lucci. So, who's in those DMs now?
You know, I don't know who be in the DMs, honestly. I don't even be looking because I'm not, you know, I'm getting more involved with myself and, you know, loving myself more and I feel like, you know, God is going to bring somebody to me. Like, I'm tired of this generation. I can't deal with how these young boys, they walk, they move. I can't deal with it. Like, my headspace is different. So I'm going to just wait for my husband because I can't deal. I'm going to just have fun and just, you know, love on myself, love me, and whoever
wants to love me. That's right, girl. Love on yourself and
add to me, then hey.
What do you tell her, Mommy? What do you tell your daughter during this time about these nasty-ass boys?
I mean, at the end of the day, I want her to be happy, but I don't want her to just be out here settling and allowing guys to disrespect her. Like, that was our issue before. And, you know, you live and you learn, you grow, and I'm so glad she's mature enough to, you know, to now she sees, you know, and she understands and she knows what she wants. So whenever the right guy come along, I'm just praying that he's just respectful, treats her like a queen, and all of those things. And it's not no rapper, okay?
No rappers.
Now, now, Toya, you can't say that.
No rappers. That's enough rappers.
Her daddy's a rapper.
You can't just... Come on, Charlamagne. You can't date one rapper and just keep going rapper.
I see what you're saying.
She had her dope. That was enough. Like, I dated her dad.
She said that's enough.
I wasn't about to keep doing a rapper thing. Like, that's enough. You can't go through
because they'll unfairly label Regine if she start dating multiple rappers.
Exactly. So
yes.
But Regine, let me ask you this, though, because it seemed like you kept going back and, you know, for some reason that was such a, like, you would break up, you guys would get back together. A lot of things were really public. What had you, like, keep going back and...
I mean, honestly, I was in love with Ray. I mean, I feel like I'm still kind of in love with him, but I love him from a distance now. You know, it's like, it's to the point where I love myself more. So it's like, I will never disrespect him as to, like, dating another rapper or bashing him because we had a bond that was very strong, and at one point it was healthy, it was cool, I was happy. So I feel like that's what kind of kept me going. Like, and also I don't like starting over. I hate starting over because it's just like, oh, I gotta get to know you again.
Right.
I gotta trust you. I gotta see if you really here for me or if you're trying to get turned up. Like, you know, so it's just
That was what I was used to when I was young and growing. It was my first little grown man. It was like I thought I was doing something.
What did daddy say when you were going through all that stuff?
My dad is like my best friend. He's like, oh, let me tell you. My dad is,
we're like good cops, bad cops.
Yeah, my dad is very like, he's not confrontational. He's not there like, okay, he's like, listen, if you like it, I love it. So if I come to him and I'm like, yeah, I'm mad at Ray. Then he like, baby, you got to leave him then. Like, you can't. Like, listen, like, if he not making you happy, because my father treats me like a queen. So he always say, hey, baby, if he ain't treating you better than me, it's over with. Like,
true.
So I feel like I kept calling him because I do talk to my daddy. He's a rapper. He understood Ray. And I'm not going to say every time he was like, oh, yeah, leave him. Sometimes he'll be like, okay, Nay, like, this time, I understand you tripping, da 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 da. But because I'm a girl, I was sometimes tripping. But also, he also told me, like, listen, you got to love yourself. I love you. You got to pick somebody that loves you more than I love you. You know how you grew up, how you saw me love on you and feed you and take care of you and respect you. So it's like you look for that in a man. Me and my daddy.
That's great advice.
And after that, I was just like, okay, yeah.
I will say I think you might have been a little hard on Lucci, though, only because you know YFN stands for Young Faithful. So you know he wasn't doing nothing at that cucumber party.
It was so many cucumber parties, though. It wasn't just, like, that party. It was that party didn't start at just Trouble in Alexis Sky's party. It started off with his manager party, and I already had told him that, okay, you got your fun, but I don't like that. And I felt like since it was, like, Trouble, and then they broadcasted it, and I was like, dang, I feel like you just saying, forget about me, you know, and you still going. And
right.
So okay, it wasn't just that one cucumber. I know you a rapper. I know you did, but I told you that I don't like it. So if you do it again, that's like you saying, okay, forget what you like.
What did you at the party do?
Checking on him.
Yes, I was at the party because I was spying on him.
Got you.
I wasn't supposed to go there. I wasn't going there. Nobody knew. It was me and Zionique. We was like, hey, we don't go and spy on these dudes, okay? Because me and her boyfriend was there, too. So we was like, let's go. So we went there. I got my own section. I thought I was it. I was like, oh, this is a... it's a real party. We gotta go. Yeah.
Well, if he cleans it up, does he have another shot? If he cleans things up?
No, we're friends. I feel like at this point, it's like, it's too much. Like,
look at Toy.
Yeah, it's to the point where it's like, he has, It's deeper than a cucumber party. That's the thing. It's deeper than a cucumber party. So I'm not going to say too much. It's deeper than that. It's things that I don't think will change. So.
Right.
Well, season 3 of Family Hustle has started, and I see you guys are going to be dealing with some difficult things, in particular the trial for your brother's murder, Toya. So how hard is that now for you to have to deal with? Because, you know, that's definitely a heartbreaking situation.
That was extremely hard for us to deal with, and we happened to be filming during the time. So, of course, it's like, you know, we showed what we were going through at the time. As time go on, it gets easier to deal with, but it's a pain that will never go away. So, of course, when I see it, you know, on a show or when, you know, we bring it up and talk about it, it's a touchy situation.
Right.
But I'm happy that they got the justice they deserve, and, you know, they will forever be in our heart.
Well, we appreciate you guys for checking in, man. We're so grateful that you guys are quarantined, staying out the way, and staying healthy. So thank you so much for checking in this morning. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Stay healthy.
Peace.
Okay, all right, y'all. Y'all be safe. Thank you.
All right, then.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
Yeah, man. My positive note is simply this, man. Always remember, karma, okay? It's no need for revenge. Just sit back and wait. Those who hurt you will eventually screw up themselves. And if you're lucky, God will let you watch.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.